USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 500 points this morning as China's retaliating with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods after President Trump increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods on Friday. Now, the Chinese say they're going to start setting tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, effective the 1st of June. While many lawmakers, including even Republicans, are urging the president to change course with the tariffs, his top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
"The tariffs are part of negotiations, and they show that we do mean business, and we will take action."
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News Sunday. The Supreme Court's ruling that iPhone users can sue Apple over App Store prices, and this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Oh my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Legendary singer, actress, and animal rights activist Doris Day has died at 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirming she passed away early today at her home in Carmel Valley, California. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was originally to be in Moscow today, but he called off that stop and is instead in Brussels, where he's to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran, among other things. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the member nations are not going to back down from their support of that Iranian nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of.
It has been and continues to be for us a key element of non-proliferation, the non-proliferation architecture globally and in the region. So we'll continue to support it as much as we can.
After Brussels, tomorrow Pompeo will head to Sochi, Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. Actress Felicity Huffman set to appear in a federal courtroom in Boston today to enter a guilty plea for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents' violent rhetoric and fake news.
And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.